Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I'll warn you in advance that on today's program, there will be spoiler alerts. And what is a spoiler alert? Years ago, a friend told me he was going to see the movie Titanic. I said, the ship sinks, you know. Here's a birthday card a sibling once gave me. Happy birthday. Spoiler alert, no money inside. And it was true. There was no money. There hasn't been, and there won't be. Years ago, my parents lived in a suite in our house. One February, the Winter Olympics were held in Nagano, Japan, 16 hours ahead of us. So I taped the hockey games and watched them when I could. Team Canada was struggling, but they'd made it to the bronze medal game. As I watched, my father, whom I dearly loved, tapped on our door, came in and said, "Well, they lost." Dad saved me 2 hours of misery. Thank you. Spoiler alerts. Some people want to know the ending. Darth Vader is Luke's papa? Han Solo dies? Rocky wins 13 times? A guy was checking out a book. The librarian said, "The hero comes back to life." "Wait, you can't do that. We don't read the last page of the book first. This is a library. The librarian should stop talking. Shh." Back in 2004, Mel Gibson's movie The Passion of the Christ became the highest-grossing independent film ever, a record that still stands. A friend was at the water cooler in the office where he worked when the talk turned to movies. Someone mentioned Passion of the Christ, then said with wide eyes, "You've got to see it. But I won't do the spoiler alert thing. I won't give away the ending. You won't believe what happens." Well, we know what happens. The hero comes back to life. But you know, I was raised in a Christian home. I can't remember when I first heard that news, that he was risen. I almost envy the worker by the water cooler. I don't remember doubting the resurrection, but I don't remember really celebrating it either. On February 27, 1991, during the Desert Storm War, which expelled Iraqi forces and liberated Kuwait, Ruth Dillow received the worst phone call of her life. Her son, Clayton Carpenter, private first class, had stepped on a landmine and was dead. For 3 days, no one could comfort her. And then, on the third day, the phone rang. A voice said, "Mom, it's me. I'm alive. Imagine." It was her son, Clayton. At first, she thought it was a cruel joke. She remembers, "I asked him questions only he would know the answer to," and she began to weep with joy. Her son, injured by a landmine, was very much alive. Can you imagine her joy? May we never lose the wonder of the pivot point of history, the greatest ending, the greatest punchline, Christ is risen. Jesus is the word that spoke the universe into existence, the word that called Abraham and Moses and thundered through the prophets, the word that became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. This word burst from the grave, paying a debt we could never afford, defeating death and offering life. This word could not be silenced, and it will have the final word. That, my friend, is the good news, the wonder of Easter. As a pastor introduced his sermon one Easter, he asked the children, "Do you see anything different about our church today?" A little girl loudly responded, "Yes, it's full." Ah, amen, little girl. Let's celebrate. Happy Easter.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.